Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show here is 1-866-444-3478. We talked a little bit the first hour about the possible contamination in various manure products, organic products that would be pharmaceuticals that are used in the raising of poultry and cattle and so forth. And the same thing happens in the human waste stream. And a lot of people might think, well, you know, it might be better to use synthetic fertilizers. Well, that's not the case at all, because there's a whole lot more problems with that way of going than there is with the compost-based products. And the answer to all of this is to build biological activity. The way to clean up any contamination that might come in any way is with microbes, beneficial soil microbes. And if you use synthetic fertilizers only, no carbon and no sugars and none of the things that we recommend, you know, and at least use a bridge product, you're not going to stimulate biological activity that will be very helpful at all in not only cleaning up contaminations, but fertilizing plants properly so that they produce like they're supposed to produce. Anyway, it's an interesting question that we'll continue to talk about. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Kenneth in Arlington was with us at the end of the first hour and is back. Hi, Kenneth.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. I've got several questions there on the old home place. We're southwest Texas. I guess we're about an hour outside of south of Abilene. And Daddy's got spots there in his pasture that's got a little bit of dark green weed, I guess. It's all bare spots, you know, in and around where that little green weed like grows, and you go 3 or 4 yards, you know, and the pasture grass, you know, is there. And I don't know, we don't know if it's, you know, from the cows running in there so long, but it's just kind of strange that that's the only thing that grows right there in the little bare spots.
Well, if you have green, I was working with some of my photography yesterday, and I've got some shots of some pasture land where there's green spots of taller growing grass and darker green grass. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
No, sir. This is just a real, real short, low stuff. I mean, it's almost like a ground cover, if you would, but it's not.
Well, I don't know what it would be. Is there any way you could take a photograph and send me a digital photograph of it?
Yes, that might be possible. You know, the old home place, you know, it's been nothing but synthetic for,
sure,
oh gosh, 60, 70 years, you know.
Well, there's some generic things that I would recommend, like putting out compost as much as the budget will allow, or put out dry humate, some kind of a carbon material. Dry molasses would fit into that category, and start building the biological activity if you've been, you know, on a synthetic program for a long time. You probably just have basically dead soil out there, and so the production's not real good.
It probably is, you know, because they run cows, you know, on that for years and years.
But send me a photograph, and maybe there's something else I would see. In the meantime, a couple things I'd recommend. Get one of those materials out that would provide carbon for the soil that starts the process moving in the right direction of building the beneficial life in the soil. And you might want to send some soil samples down to Texas Plant and Soil Lab right away and get their recommendations on what a fertility program should be, and share that with me, too. And I'll between the photographs and that, I'll be able to give you a lot more detailed information about what to do.
Super, super. You know, the budget is so low there, and, you know, we're talking quite a bit of grazing area, you know, where there's not, you know, wheat planted and whatnot.
Well, what you can do is get a program established and just put out one application of something now and then another application later as the budget allows, and so that every step you take is not detrimental to the soil but is beneficial, and you just keep improving all along. And it's whatever your budget is, it can be done. You just have to phase it out a little bit differently.
Yes, sir.
What else can I do for you?
Yes, sir. I was, I don't don't know if you heard anything about this turkey nut sedge, that the old timers used to use years ago. I don't know if you know anything about that, whether it spreads, you know, because I don't want it to spread into his pasture areas.
Well, whatever your weed situation is, you're going to control it by doing what we just talked about, by lifting the health of the soil.
Right.
If you've got something really noxious, you know, whether it's turkey sedge or bull nettle or whatever, you can kill those kind of things with flamethrowers. You can kill it with literally. It's a tool. It's an agriculture and horticultural tool that are sold specifically for that purpose. And you can also spray the vinegar formulas that we have for you on the website, or delimonene products like the Avenger, same as a residential lawn. You're just dealing on a larger scale.
I was just thinking about trying to plant some of that, you know, for the turkey and the deer, you know, and I don't read a whole lot about it, you know, on the computer, but I was thinking about trying to plant something.
Oh, you want to get it going. Well, that's fine. But any kind of new planting, no matter what it is going to benefit from kicking that health level of the soil up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. Do you have any kind of recommendations for, like, a hard mass tree down in that area that will survive with almost no water?
Well, there's you talking about in the Arlington area?
No, sir. This is we're in between Ballinger and Winters, Texas.
Okay.
It just seems to rain all the way around that place. It's like a giant no rain zone area.
Well, any of the native trees that we talk about here will do fine there, from cedar elm to live oak to Texas ash. Texas ash is one you really ought to make a note of and look at seriously for that kind of a situation. All of the native oak trees, and I'd even look at big tooth maple. I'd take a look at that one as well. And within that group right there, you're going to find the toughest trees that you could possibly try to grow in that area.
Right.
Okay. I need to move on, help some other people. Kenneth, appreciate
all right,
you calling.
I'll try again some other time.
Okay, thank you, man.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's Lynn in Wise County. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
I had a question. You're talking about fertilizers this morning, and I got a brochure on some C90. Can you tell me anything about that?
What is it?
It looks like a salt material. They talk about how many minerals are in it, and you don't use much.
Oh, I've seen that product at some of the shows. Got no problem with it at all. I think that sea salt, which is basically what that is, I think, is a good organic fertilizer. People are sometimes surprised about that, but sea salt is loaded with various trace minerals, like they're advertising that product. That product is a liquid, isn't it?
No,
it's a dry product?
Yeah, it looks like sea salt. It said, you know, you don't put much of it, you know, put like an ounce of it in.
Okay, they may have a liquid one too, because I've seen that product at some of the shows. I have no problem with it at all. When you use salt, you don't put out extremely heavy amounts of it, obviously. You'd build up the sodium and some of the other salts a little bit too much, but using light applications, you'll see some real benefit. I haven't used that specific product, but I have used the Redmond salt soil amendment, and the Redmond salt itself we actually have put out in experimental situations, and we've also put it into the ponds where we have our koi and so forth. So those trace minerals that come from sea salt are good for a lot of things. You just don't want to overdo it.
Okay, well, appreciate it. I was debating on whether or not I wanted to order any of it.
Well, take a look at the Redmond products, too, and there may be some others, but the Redmond products, they're not an advertiser, but they're what we personally use as far as sea salt at home, and their soil amendments are real good. So you might just compare the two and see how the costs look between those two companies.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go, and that's an open line now for you at 866-444-3478. Steve in Emory, Texas, next up. Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Nice weather around here, more or less. It just kind of drizzled on me all day yesterday, but I was working inside, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, it finally drizzled a little bit down here, too, but not much. Howard, I want to ask you about white lime putting into the garden. I can get zeolite, and I was just wondering what you think about white lime.
Well, lime, high-calcium lime is great if you don't have enough calcium in the soil and you have too much magnesium. Let me put you on hold, and let's talk about that a little more when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk about lime and more right after this.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. It's 866-444-3478. Steve was with us from Emory, wanting to know about using lime. What color soil do you have there?
I got sandy soil.
Sandy soil, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a soil test done by Texas Plant and Soil Lab by any chance?
No, I haven't. Well, what I done, I went ahead and I put horse manure in there this fall, and then I put in ground cornmeal, and I wanted to put in dry molasses, but they were out, so I'm going to try and see if they got that back again.
Okay. Well, lime may be needed. In sandy soils, often the calcium is low, the available calcium to the plants. The only way to know for sure would be to get a good soil test, and the good soil test comes from down in Edinburgh from Texas Plant and Soil Lab if you want to check that. The thing about lime that you have
white lime. It's more or less like a powder.
Uh-huh. It looks like a white fertilizer. It's ground up rock is basically what it is. But there's two different kinds of lime, and that's what I wanted to tell you about.
The lime that you put out into the field, and then this lime is like what you buy flour in, something like that, you know?
Well, the two limes are this. The most common one that'll be in the feed stores and the garden centers is called dolomitic lime. And dolomitic lime has magnesium in it. Now, the rub on that is that most soils, a very high percentage of soils that are deficient in calcium and need lime, have plenty of magnesium. And so if you buy a product that you're putting out calcium and more magnesium, you can end up with a problem in a different direction. So what the second kind of lime is, it's called high calcium lime, and it's not as readily available. You have to kind of call around or get the stores to bring it in for you, because if you have plenty of magnesium that a good soil test would tell you, but you're deficient in calcium, that's the one you want to use. If you have an unusual soil, quite frankly, and it's deficient in calcium and magnesium, then you need the dolomitic lime.
Oh.
And you put it out at heavy applications. It goes out, you know, on a vegetable garden as heavy as 40 to 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet on acreage. You put it out basically whatever is recommended in the soil test and whatever fits your budget.
What kind of lime did you say that was already?
Well, the one that's just calcium or primarily calcium that's the most commonly needed is called high calcium lime.
Oh, high calcium lime.
Right. It doesn't have a lot of magnesium in it, very, very little, in fact.
Oh.
Okay. The only way you'll know for sure is to get a soil test, but the chances are pretty good that with sandy soil like you have there in Emory, that you do need some calcium. It's just a question of whether you need dolomitic lime or the high calcium lime, and a soil test is needed to know.
How do you spell that, dolomitic lime?
It's dolomitic, D-O-L-O-M-I-C-T-I-C, dolomitic.
D-O?
D-O-L. O-M-I-T-I-C, dolomitic. And I can't spell anything, Steve, so that's pretty close if it's not correct, all right? I'm going to need to move on and help some other people, but think about getting a good soil test, and then you'll know for sure which one you need to buy.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. And the number is 866-444-3478. Here's Loretta in Paris, Texas. Hey, Loretta.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Oh, I was out of town for about a month and a half and didn't get to do all my stuff. Is it too late to prune my rose bushes? They're already starting to put out new leaves.
Not really, except for one thing, Loretta. If you look a little closer, you're probably going to see that it's loaded with buds already, too. So
I haven't noticed any.
Okay, if the buds aren't there, go ahead and prune. If they're there all over the plant, I would tend to let it go ahead and bloom and enjoy that first flush of flowers and then do the pruning later. But if the buds haven't started forming yet, you're going to delay the flowering, but you won't, cut away a bunch of buds that are about to open for you.
Okay.
Won't hurt the plant at all. Won't hurt the plant a bit.
I didn't get to thin out my strawberries. And the bed where I have them is just thick with strawberry plants. Some of them are starting to bloom. Is it too late to transplant some of those?
Yeah, I think you would hurt the bud production, and you're going to be better off. You're going to get a nice, heavy production, even though they're real close together, and then you can thin them out later after you've enjoyed getting all those good strawberries off of the crowded planting.
Okay, and then I have a question about pecan trees. I have about 6 tall pecan trees in the back of their lot, and they have long, what I call long, spindly branches, and they look like an accident fixing to happen. And since they haven't budded out, would there be any problem with cutting those real long, spindly branches back?
It's not going to hurt anything. You're scaring me a little bit about it. It's almost sounding like topping. But if you don't like the way they look, cutting them back now, especially since they haven't leafed out yet, is not going to hurt the plant at all. Just don't prune more than you have to get it looking like you want. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. U.S. officials say a news conference in Afghanistan with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been canceled today because of a security threat. The cancellation comes a day after a suicide bomber on a bicycle struck outside the Afghan Defense Ministry, killing 9. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marching today in dozens in Spanish cities to protest sky-high unemployment, what they say is the government's inefficient handling of the economy and corruption scandals. Lots of Americans may be a little sleepier today. It's the first day of daylight saving time this year. Clocks in most of the country should have been turned forward 1 hour at 2 a.m. An Alaskan woman who finished second in last year's Iditarod Sled Dog Trail Race, now in front of this year's competition, Ali Zirkel, took the lead yesterday from 4-time champion Martin Boozer. This is SRN News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-280-1656. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-280-1656. That's 1-800-280-1656.
With Esperance Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. David Wright cracked a fifth-inning grand slam of the U.S. beat Italy 6-2 at the World Baseball Classic Saturday following the Americans' 5-2 loss to Mexico Friday. Meanwhile, a fierce brawl that saw several players throw nasty punches erupted Saturday in the ninth inning of Canada's 10-3 win over Mexico in a melee that also involved fans. The fights broke out after Canada's Rene Tassotti was hit by a pitch from Arnold Leon, with Canada leading 9-3 at a game played in Phoenix. Canada first baseman Justin Morneau.
Whoever says that guys are just here as an extra spring training game or just here to be, you know, say they represented their country and then go home, you know, obviously didn't see how intense that game was and what it means to everybody that was involved.
The NBA, Brooklyn beat Atlanta 93-80. That's guard Joe Johnson with only 8 points says it's a good sign that his club could win handily without a lot of points from him.
I don't have to come out and score 17 or 20 a game.
Denver won their 8th straight, beating Minnesota 111-88. This is SRN Sports. Yorktown, Utah, 113-84. Knicks center Tyson Chandler with 6 points as the team's play from a one-point loss to Oklahoma City Thursday night carried over.
You know, I knew tonight that we would come. You know, if we gave the same effort, we would get a good win, and we did.
Washington beat Charlotte 104-87. It was Memphis 96, New Orleans 85, Phoenix 107, Houston 105, Milwaukee 103, Golden State 93. In top 25 play, number one Gonzaga down Loyola Marymount 66-48. It was third-ranked Duke 69, North Carolina 53. Baylor surprised number four Kansas 81-58. Fifth-ranked Georgetown beat Syracuse 61-39. It was sixth-ranked Miami 62, Clemson 49. Eighth-ranked Louisville 73, Notre Dame 57. Number 13, Oklahoma State 76. Ninth-ranked Kansas State 70. Kentucky surprised 11th-ranked Florida 61-57. In the NHL, Pittsburgh was a shootout winner over Toronto 5-4. The Penguins stay within 2 points of Eastern Conference leader Montreal, who beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Other winners, Boston, the Islanders, Columbus, St. Louis, Carolina, Phoenix, Minnesota, and Los Angeles. With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And open line, if you want to jump on real quick, at 866-444-3478. Here is Dolly in Balch Springs, Texas. Hey, Dolly. Dolly, you there?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm sorry.
I could hear you. But
I had laid the phone down, and then I heard your chirping. And I go, oops. Dandelions.
Uh-huh.
Don't bees get nectar from dandelions?
You know, they probably do. The flower is pretty nice. In fact, the flowers, I was working on slides for a book yesterday, and I was looking at some of my old slides that I haven't converted over to digital yet, and I've got a shot from, I don't know where it was. It was some university. It might have been Yale. I can't remember where I was, but there were so many dandelions in this one area. Beautiful, beautiful setting with the old buildings in the background and evergreen trees, and then the turf was just full of yellow flowers, and it was all dandelions. So it's a beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, some people really like dandelions. In fact, some people plant them on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I think they're beautiful myself, and I have a few here around my house, and I've seen bees, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that there's a little food for the bees right now.
No, I would imagine that they attract bees when they're in flower. There's probably no question about it. There are some commercial, well, that's the best way to put it. There are some hybrids dandelions that are sold for people that understand the herbal value and want larger plants, and they get about twice as big as just the normal dandelion that most people, you know, consider a weed. Every part of the plant is edible and useful in a herbal tea or some kind of situation. People make they do fritters out of the flowers. They'll grind up the dandelions and use them in making cookies and things like that. The root is reported to be, and I think it is. I've chopped it up and put it in salads before, and it's supposed to be the part of the plant that has the most nutrition and herbal value. But the whole plant is an edible or herbal plant.
That sounds like a plant I need to make for a crop, because the flowers are pretty, and I didn't know that it was totally edible, and I'm glad I was listening to you this morning, and I'm glad that lady brought up dandelions, and this has been a really good learning experience. Thank you so very much.
Well, I tell you what you might want to take a look at is my book called Texas Herb Book. It's the Texas Herb Book. It's a big book, and it's one of my better-kept secrets. A lot of people thought, well, I don't want to grow a herb garden, but there's a lot more information in it than just doing a traditional herb garden. And one of those things is that what plants that are typically planted as landscape plants or considered weeds, which ones have herbal value, is in that book. And dandelion is covered pretty well in the book.
That's great. Well, I did order the book, and I just received it, the One Straw Revolution.
Oh, good.
And
isn't that a fun little book?
It is, and I'm looking at weeds in a whole different way.
Dr. Fukuoka.
You betcha. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You for calling. Appreciate it, Dolly. Yeah, that's the One Straw Revolution by a gentleman. I assume he's a Ph.D., Dr. Fukuoka, and I assume that he's still alive. I'm not positive. But he is the true champion of organics in Japan, and he had a place, if he's still doing it, where he has experimental farm, and he brings in young people to work with him there on the farm. And his big deal is that he doesn't believe in monocultures of planting, even in agriculture. He mixes his grasses like rice, even on dry land, and he plants it with perennials and annuals and fruit trees and all kinds of things. And he has a extremely biodiverse planting, and they produce a lot of food. But the little book is called The One Straw Revolution, and it's available if you want to get a copy of it through Acres USA or maybe on Amazon and places like that as well. Got an open line at 866-444-3478. Lisa's in Wise County next up. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Howard. Just two quick questions. One is, I have horses, so I have ample supply of my own manure supply. My question is, I know that the hay producer is using a weed control. I don't know if it's okay to say the name or not. Is it?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's called Grazon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I just want to know, can I use that? Obviously, it's fed through my horses. Can I use that compost on my vegetable garden, or is that not a smart thing to do?
Grazon is either clopyrrolid or it's picloram. I can't remember which one, and it doesn't matter because both of them are recalcitrant products that don't break down very well at all and can last in the compost, to answer your question.
Okay.
Compost can break them down, but the composting has to be done extremely well and get the temperatures up 150 degrees, thoroughly having that biological activity, is what that temperature is. But have it on all of the ingredients in the material. That's why I warn people on using hay as a, hay bales. I used to recommend hay bales to make the sides of a compost pile. And I've told people in the past they can use hay as a top dressing mulch. Well, Grazon and other similar toxic chemical herbicides are used so widespread out there that there's a real good chance of having that chemical in the hay and in the compost. And the only way to avoid that is to use alfalfa. And alfalfa's got some issues, too. It may be genetically modified here pretty soon, or may already be, and it's expensive. But you can't have broadleaf herbicides in it because it would have killed the alfalfa.
Yeah. Okay. One more quick question. It's gardening related, but I have a well. I live out in a rural area, and I do not have my water softened, but it's extremely hard. I'm wondering, just an opinion, I don't want to go the salt method of softening the water, but I'm seeing some stuff about magnetic water softening. Can you just offer an opinion? Do they work, or is that throwing money away?
I haven't done it myself, haven't used it myself, but I've heard some pretty good things. Look into it and see what, do your research and buyer beware stuff and let me know what you think. But also look into, instead of sodium, look into potassium salt systems.
Okay.
And also look into using hydrogen peroxide instead. I know for sure that both of those are used out there. I've had some of my listeners tell me that in some counties and or cities, they make you. It's law that you have to use the sodium products. So I think some people just do whatever they want to do, and I don't blame them. But those are a couple of other options.
Okay, great. All right, Howard, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go. And an open line again at 866-444-3478. Dave is in Grapeland, Texas. Hello, Dave.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I've got a big oak tree here, and I was working my backhoe, and I hit the trunk with the bucket, and I knocked a big chunk. It's just like you're feeding a peel of banana from the root flare.
Okay.
Up about 2 foot, and it pulled it off. Just wonder if I need to do something about that.
What kind of oak is it? Live oak?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. Live oaks are as tough a tree as there is, Dave. So your tree will be fine. If you've got some bark still hanging or some jagged tissue left, just cut that away. Try not to cut into any healthy tissue any more than possible. In fact, try not to do it at all. And then mix up the mix that we call the tree trunk goop. And what it is, it's three materials, equal amounts of these three materials, and then you add water to it and make a mud and slather it on the wound. And the three ingredients are compost. You can use your own or, you know, buy some bags at the store, either one. The second one is soft rock phosphate. And it's going to be the hardest one to find. Some of the stores will have it or can get it for you, and some won't. If you can't find it, you can substitute fireplace ashes.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay. And then the third ingredient is diatomaceous earth. And you want the natural diatomaceous earth from the feed store or the garden center, not the swimming pool filter kind. In fact, we never recommend the swimming pool filter kind for anything except going in a swimming pool filter. It's a totally different product. But if you do those three materials, compost, diatomaceous earth, and either sulfur rock phosphate or ash, mix water in it, make a sloppy, muddy mess, and then slather that on the wound. It makes the wound heal quicker. It feeds the plant through the tissue on the trunk. And, yeah, a plant can take in nutrients through the trunk. And the callusing and the healing will start very, very quickly. If it washes off from rain or whatever, it's a good fertilizer in the soil. Just add some more to the wound.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. And it's one of those things where with a live oak and some other trees too, you don't have to do it. There's a big old live oak. In fact, I need to put a copy of a photograph I took of it on Facebook and on the website for you if I don't think I have yet, but lightning hit a live oak. By the way, there's totally open lines. Everybody went away all of a sudden for some reason. 866-444-3478. Lightning hit this tree. It was near our office, big live oak, and it started at the top of the tree. You can see the trail all the way to the tip top. It came down. It tore a strip out of the trunk that was about 8 inches wide. And then went down the flare and and went out to a curb, which was real close, knocked a chunk of concrete out of the curb that's almost as big as a basketball, and it was concrete splattered all over the place. Now, I think the tree's going to be fine. It hadn't been treated with anything. It's at an apartment complex near us, and they don't do a great job of maintaining the place, so I doubt that we're going to see anything done. And I've been keeping an eye on it, and callusing on each side of the wound has already started. So if you don't do anything at all to wounds on trees, a lot of times you're okay. But if you use this sick tree treatment, tree trunk goop, and the whole sick tree treatment too, if you want to take the time and have the budget to do it, it just speeds up the process of the healing and make sure that problems don't set up quickly. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company's been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, which is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com, and you'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell quality organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we got open lines, so jump on board here. It gives me a chance to catch up on some things I needed to talk about, but we need to reload here. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Got this by email that was kind of interesting and a fairly typical kind of a question from a fella in Denton. Says, last year I bought a new house and the previous owners had let the photinia get way overgrown. Last summer, I drastically trimmed about 12 to 18 inches the red-tip photinia. A couple now appear to be dying. Is there anything I can do to save them? And I assume he means he cut them down to that height, 12 to 18 inches. And my first comment was that they should be removed and replaced with dwarf plants that would be the appropriate size for what the writer's trying to do here. And he wrote back and said the red tips were planted along the backside of the yard, and there was only a wrought iron fence. They are about 10 feet tall. The previous owners never trimmed them, so the heights range. I trimmed them so they'd be all at the same height. Oh, I see what he said. He just trimmed off 12 to 18 inches. Can they be saved? And, yeah, if that's the case, they can be saved. But the what I wanted to talk about here, I've had several other people ask a similar question is, what can you do about the photinia that have new growth is yellow and chlorotic and there's spots on the leaves and there's some dead here and dead there? Well, saving red-tip photinias can be done, and it's how we came up with the sick tree treatment is exactly what happened. We thought that there had to be some way, kind of like Rose Rosette. I didn't buy the answer that everybody else was giving, that there was no solution to Rose Rosette. Well, the same thing happened on photinia, and this happened 10, 12 years ago, I guess. And we came up with what's called the sick tree treatment. That's how it was born, that idea, which is to first, and we didn't have this in it in the beginning, but we do now because we know that it's the most important thing. A Fotenia shrub, just like a juniper or a viburnum or a abelia or any kind of a woody plant, really, can be too deep in the ground, just like a tree can. So the first step of the sick tree treatment is to expose the trunk flare. The ideal way to do it is to have an arborist come in and blow it off with an air spade. Second best way to do it is do it yourself by hand, very, very carefully, so you don't injure that flare. The flare is, since it's in the soil, it'll be moist, and like your skin being wet, it just can get nicked and damaged easier. Doing it yourself, you can use a power washer if you're extremely careful with it. You can use stiff brushes. You can use, you know, rakes and things like that, but the key is to be very, very careful. But that's step one of the sick tree treatment. And then the next step is to aerate the root system, the root zone of the plant. And on a shrub, just like a tree, the root system of a plant that's big is going to be out quite a bit, farther than the drip line of the plant. So you go out at least 2-3 times, and on residential property, if you're doing a sick tree treatment, you're pretty much needing to do the whole property. You aerate, core aerate, or however you can aerate, stick holes in the ground throughout the root zone. The next step is to simply put out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation: compost, rock powders, and sugars. One thing that we've mentioned in Facebook conversation and some of my Dallas Morning News answers recently, you can add, especially if the soil is in bad shape, compacted and hard, not friable and healthy and all that kind of thing, you can add a liquid application to the sick tree treatment in the form of hydrogen peroxide. And you can put it out 3%, just like it comes from the grocery store or the drug store. Put it in a sprayer at that level and spray it out, or cut that in half and spray it out that way. People that have saved Rose Rosette have used it with the Garrett juice mixture and put like a bottle, either 8 ounce or 12 ounce. You can do either one. 8 ounces is what some people have used, in a gallon of water. And what it does, it's not something you'd add every time you spray. It's a one-time deal, because hydrogen peroxide will kill bacteria. And if it's put in diluted, it doesn't kill as much as it just starts to flocculate the soil. In other words, it starts the crumb structure to form in the soil. Well, that aerates the soil. That's a way of aerating the soil with a liquid application, hydrogen peroxide. So it's something that you do. And then the final step of the sick tree treatment is to cover the holes with some shredded mulch. If it's in grass, just use compost. If it's in a bed, use shredded native tree trimmings. And then the Garrett juice spray without the hydrogen peroxide is used on a monthly basis to spray the foliage and drench the root system. So that's the deal on not only Fotenia, but any plant, woody plant, shrub, or tree that's in trouble. People starting to come back on now. Jump on here, and we'll get back to the phones right after this break. It's 866-444-3478. Richard, can you hang on so we're not rushed in the next hour? Okay, I'll keep you on hold, and we'll be back. Our newsletter is free. You can get it by simply sending us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Check out Facebook, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and see the root flare exposure there. That's pretty dramatic. It'll give you a good indication about how dramatically it should be done. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.